It happened. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. The people have spoken and created an unprecedented happening. This creates great investment opportunities. They are outlined in the Profitable Brexit Report. You can find it at hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit, and during the introduction week you receive a 50% discount. So, join the highway to profitable Brexit momentum. hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit. Cryptocurrencies are hot. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the initial coin offerings. It's time to find the profitable cryptos. It's time to become a winning crypto investor. Don't be a money loser on cryptocurrencies. The Extreme Crypto Profit Report helps you with ready to go for investments in cryptos. Join a group of profitable crypto investors on hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits and receive a 50% introduction discount during the introduction week. hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits. Hello, my lovely podcast friends. How are you doing? How is your life going on? The week is almost going, getting at its end. And does it seem to be a profitable week for you? Does it seem to be the week that you desired in the deepest of your heart? Is it the week that brings you high energy, joy, fun and excitement with all the things you are doing? Are you having holiday plans or not? Send me a tweet. You can tweet me at loadbackoff. I look forward to reading your tweets and comments. What's on today's show? There is an announcement in the Dutch retail market, and that's what we're going to talk about, because the Sligro Food Group publicly traded in the Amsterdam Stock Exchange will sell a supermarket business, MT. We have a new in the Netherlands, they invented a new taxation, and that's on your garden, so we're gonna have a chat about that one. Another Dutch topic: a Dutch libertarian hero is under attack from the government, and it's time that we have to stand up for him. And the Trump moment is about the Trump travel ban, but then a travel ban on the way that you did not expect it, because there are some new things happening, and it's a travel ban that you will not expect, but that will make it interesting to see. And well, that's all on today's show. Don't forget, you can tweet the questions if you suggest guests and everything. Simply leave me a comment. You can tweet me at loadbackoff, or you can leave a comment and a message below on the SoundCloud profile. It happened. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. The people have spoken and created an unprecedented happening. This creates great investment opportunities. They are outlined in the Profitable Brexit Report. You can find it at hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit, and during the introduction week you receive a 50% discount. So, join the highway to profitable Brexit momentum. hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit. Cryptocurrencies are hot. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the initial coin offerings. It's time to find the profitable cryptos. It's time to become a winning crypto investor. Don't be a money loser on cryptocurrencies. The Extreme Crypto Profit Report helps you with ready to go for investments in cryptos. Join a group of profitable crypto investors on hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits and receive a 50% introduction discount during the introduction week. hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits. Yeah, and as I said before, Sligro Food Group will sell its money-losing supermarket division, MT. And I must admit, MT is one of my favorite Dutch supermarkets because, well, they have something that not so many other supermarkets got, and that's a great loyalty system. For every euro you spend, you get a point. And if you say to Dutch people you can collect points, then we will drive crazy, seriously. Next to it, the MT supermarket is positioned as a full-service supermarket, heavily money-losing, And in the Dutch supermarket field, it's really easy. We are fighting. Every supermarket is fighting for customers, and a lot of products is money losing. So that's happening. And Sleeker has a wholesale division in the Netherlands and actually in the complete Benelux, and that's money, that's profit making. And the supermarket division is money losing. And the family Slippers, who is behind it and is also a majority shareholder, is especially in the southern part and the northeastern part of Noord-Brabant, very influential family. To give you an idea, they have for example partnership in the Slippers Vermeer real estate brokerage firm. They have the biggest wholesale division. And for example, recently Sleeker announced that it will become a preferred partner for Heineken, the global beer company. But they have approximately 130, 150 supermarkets or something like it, and it's expected that they will generate over 400 million euros for the sales price. But I must admit that I don't think that they will sell the supermarket to one customer. And it's for a few easy reasons. There are only a few parties that are allowed to buy it. The biggest supermarket combination in the Netherlands, Ahold Delhaize, also publicly traded on the Amsterdam and Brussels Stock Exchange, is not allowed. They will become too big in the market. So they are out. The second player, Jumbo, is from a competing family from the same town. So that's an ethnical blood rivalry, and this debate they don't want to sell. Well, then we can go to the cooperative, and they are interested in buying, but it's a big question if they are capable of financing all the transactions. And then we have Plus. There's also a supermarket chain that could be interested in it, in the complete package, but they have problems financing the complete deal. So what I do think that will happen with the MTA is that it's going to be split up, because we have in the Netherlands a lot of regional supermarkets, and it makes sense for a supermarket chain that's really active in, for example, in the Randstad, North Holland, South Holland, like Amsterdam, Rotterdam, The Hague, and Utrecht, to buy the divisions there. And for another supermarket chain that's active in the southern part of the Netherlands, let's say, or the southeast of the Netherlands, well, we're going to buy all your southern eastern or some southern eastern supermarkets. And on this way, more people can reach synergy and more deals, so Sleeker could secure a higher price. And I really think it's a shame that they are going down, but it's not a surprise. I mean, just after the Christmas season, in my podcast, I already reported that they are going to go on sale. Then I said it was Plus, and they declined to comment because I had no clue on how Plus could finance it. And the reason that I have no clue on how they could finance it is easy. Plus is a franchise company. So the franchisees own the supermarket they manage, and they own combined the retail division. So that means that it's really complex to get the money in. Well, for example, if you are just a company with one boss and one owner, or just and they could move on, then it's more easy to do something. But there is obviously the chance that a foreign company will simply say, well, we're going to buy them and bring our own formula in it. I mean, it could be interesting to see that Tesco would open it. I mean, I don't think that they would do, but it would be a really interesting deal that Tesco or Carrefour or a company from another part of the other country would move in and drop in their formula with a Dutch twist. But where they went wrong is pretty easy to identify. First of all, it was a regional supermarket in a small part of the south of the Netherlands. When it was a family-owned company, and when Sligro bought it, straight after it, they started buying regional supermarket chains. They started buying regional supermarkets to gain dominance in certain fields, and they reached that in the eastern part of the Netherlands and the center of the Netherlands. But the parts in the Netherlands are completely different. So, for example, in one state of the Netherlands, it's called Zeeland. New Zealand is named after it, to give you some remarks on it. But if you're there, a really regional traditional food product is a bogus or a bolus. Well, so imagine that you need to get five or six versions, calories, fat, arm, healthy, less healthy, traditional, historical, and you have a few supermarkets. That's really tough getting it done. Now you need a lot of people get in, and if you can't reach those people, and then you have a problem. And for a lot of those, that's basically the big problem for MTA. So They tried a lot of things. They went for it to become the best supermarket for cheese. But if you want to, at least if I want to get a really special cheese, I go to the market. There is a cheese guy, and I simply say to him, I want to get 1, 2, or 3 nice cheeses. This is what I want to spend on it. Get me something. You know what I like. Let's face it. I don't care what he gives me, as long as it's good stuff that I like on taste. It's fine by me. And now it's a big question, who's going to buy it? And I think that's going to be split up. I do think that the franchise supermarkets will join the plus. That for the rest, the eastern supermarkets will being bought by the co-op, the southern to Jan Linders, and slowly, and the rest will be bought by Hoogvliet and Dirk van den Broek. They're all regional supermarkets, and they're all simply getting some things, getting some companies, getting the shops, and create a synergy. Because, and that's one of the things that's happening, and it's really sad to see. But the thing that no one talks about is that another family has a supermarket chain on sustainable food, and that's something that a transition that the MT made too late. Said so, and I do think that within the future, the Sligro Food Group will simply purchase Ecoplaza, which is a sustainable supermarket I was referring to, and get it out, and then go into it and have a small dominance. And I do think it's a pity, because MT was in a move to upgrade the stores. They were spending on average $1 million on the store, and it's just insane what they were doing. It's a pity of all the money they just put down the drain. I mean, the supermarket in the center of Eindhoven is just open, and or just now hitting, I think, the 1 year opening, and it's already cost a few supermarkets the end. So they are doing something right, and it was working, but they had to move it on and have simply roll it out. But they decided to do something different, and let me know what you think about it. And what's the supermarket market in your country and area happening? And are you investing in supermarkets or not? I mean, definitely I'm not interested in investing in it, but I highly respect their capabilities to manipulate people on doing the things that they want. It happened. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. The people have spoken and created an unprecedented happening. This creates great investment opportunities. They are outlined in the Profitable Brexit Report. You can find it at hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit, and during the introduction week you receive a 50% discount. So join the highway to profitable Brexit momentum. hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit. Cryptocurrencies are hot. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the initial coin offerings. It's time to find the profitable cryptos. It's time to become a winning crypto investor. Don't be a money loser on cryptocurrencies. The Extreme Crypto Profit Report helps you with ready to go for investments in cryptos. Join a group of profitable crypto investors on hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits and receive a 50% introduction discount during the introduction week. hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits. Yeah, it's time to chat about a new taxation on your back garden. A city in the Netherlands decided and launched the idea to issue a tax on the question how many stones and bricks you got in your garden. Because if bricks are causing water to go into the sewer system, and if you have a green garden, then the plants can take the rainwater. And that's what it's all about. First of all, the interesting part is that the town hall and the front garden is just bricks, so they are not really going the green way themselves. The second interesting thing is that they say, well, likely if we're gonna do it, we need to get aerial pictures and we need to make it easy where we could check it out quickly. So basically it means that the city will ruin your privacy no matter what. And the first thing is that they are taxing it for the wrong reason. I mean, what if you have bricks and you put fake grass on top of it just to avoid the tax? And let me be clear, we are Dutch. Paying less tax, the legal route, is the way we go. It's something that we are really good at and that we love to do. And for me, it's just a new stupid taxation that the city is trying to achieve. And the problem with taxation is that once it's introduced, barely happens that it's gonna be terminated. Government is really good at inventing new stuff, but they are terrible at killing stuff that's not working. And that's something that they should learn to do. And I just wonder, I mean, I have a back garden, it's one big beautiful vegetable garden, it's going well, the sunflowers are getting out, so the water is going will go into the plants here. But I'm just thinking, what the hell does the city have to do with it? I mean, if for example the city of Eindhoven would suggest this, then I would simply start a rebellion against it. And that you never should forget, the United States and the US, or the United States is the US, but the United States and the Netherlands, we share something. And that's the history of the country. The US and the Netherlands were formed to fight against taxation. Just know your history. The Boston Tea Party was just there because there was a tax to make British tea cheaper. Or actually, it was tea from India distributed via London and via the UK. The Netherlands fought for independence from the Spanish king after the idea was that the Spanish king decided to introduce a taxation of 10% on your income. So for every 10 spending you earn, that went to the king. Well, so you tax the Dutchies, so the Dutchies started a war. That's basically what we do. Start a tax, we start a war. And this is something that people don't realize. And I will try to get the elderman who is responsible for this crazy and stupid idea just into the show. Because it will be interesting to hear the opinion from an incompetent person who is not capable of saying anything or doing anything about it. It's time that we need to get the ball out and simply say to the government, enough is enough. You have nothing to do with our back garden or front garden. If you want to do something against it, do it yourself. I mean, why does the city for example put grass on the roofs to use rainwater to fill it? It's one way to use rainwater. It's just an idea. It could work. And do it yourself. I mean, if you have your own garden in the front with just stones, well, why not start a vegetable garden over there and give the vegetable garden and vegetables to the people, because you are working for the people, you are paid for by the people, and if people resist, that is your tendency to use violence. So it's terrible the way the government works, and well, it's a stupid idea, but I will keep you posted and I will try to get the responsible element for this stupid idea in this show, because I'm just wondering, is it just his incompetence or is it really an idea? I mean, let's have a look and I will tell you later. It happened. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. The people have spoken and created an unprecedented happening. This creates great investment opportunities. They are outlined in the Profitable Brexit Report. You can find it at hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit, and during the introduction week you receive a 50% discount. So join the highway to profitable Brexit momentum, hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit. Cryptocurrencies are hot. Bitcoin, Ethereum and all the initial coin offerings. It's time to find the profitable cryptos. It's time to become a winning crypto investor. Don't be a money loser on cryptocurrencies. The Extreme Crypto Profit Report helps you with ready to go for investments in cryptos. Join a group of profitable crypto investors on hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits and receive a 50% introduction discount during the introduction week. hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits. Yeah, and this means it's time to stand up another time against the Dutch government and show how terrible they are doing. A Dutch libertarian hero, he was a candidate for the parliament in the different elections for the Libertarian Party, is under legal scrutiny and has criminal charges against him. He was running a company specialized in advising people taking legal routes to pay less tax. That was basically all his company was doing. And you can say something about it that it's good or bad, but that was his company was doing. His company went bankrupt due to different reasons. And basically what the government is now trying to lock him up and put him into jail. And when there was a parliamentary hearing about the Panama Papers, he had to show up. And the interesting part was that he was not allowed to have an attorney. He was forced to answer all the questions. And The information he provided could be used in a criminal charge, in a criminal case against him. And for me, he's just a hero, because he's using legal routes to pay less tax. Well, what's wrong with going for legal routes to pay less tax? Nothing. It's the way it should go. I mean, taxation is criminal anyway, so why the heck should you pay for it? If you donate money to Islamic State or ISIS or ISIL, then it's illegal. But why is paying taxation not illegal? This is a snip of coffee. But what makes me angry is that first the government was successful in liquidating his company, which cost the market which cost everyone some jobs. And now they try to lock him up because he was standing up and fighting against the government. And then not fighting like Islamic State, but fighting going to the courtroom. And this company, what he was doing, I mean, it makes, for me, it's time that the government realized something, that the people, we had enough of it. And the Brexit and the Trump presidency were just results of it. We had enough of it. We want less government, less taxation, and less bureaucratic rules. And now, because he has a legal charge, and I think it will take a long run, and there is a crowdfunding campaign on him to pay for the legal costs. And I would simply say, I will link to it, please donate money, I will donate as well, and let's see. And just, it's one of the quick and easy routes to stand up against the government, to fight the system the way the system hates it if you fight them, because then you can show them all the errors that they make and all the problems. And I simply say it's time that we defend the heroes who help the world in paying less tax. And it's time that we simply say to the government, simply terminate some government employees. They are doing nothing anyway. It happened. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. The people have spoken and created an unprecedented happening. This creates great investment opportunities. They are outlined in the Profitable Brexit Report. You can find it at hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit, and during the introduction week you receive a 50% discount. So, join the highway to profitable Brexit momentum. hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit. Cryptocurrencies are hot. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the initial coin offerings. It's time to find the profitable cryptos. It's time to become a winning crypto investor. Don't be a money loser on cryptocurrencies. The Extreme Crypto Profit Report helps you with ready to go for investments in cryptos. Join the group of profitable crypto investors on hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits and receive a 50% introduction discount during the introduction week. hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits. Yes, you hear the sound, you know what it means. It's the moment you've been waiting for. It's the moment that will bring you enlightenment in your day. It's the daily Trump moment on the show. And yes, the Donald J. Trump moment. Not sincerely, because he all the good things, but also the bad things. But today, it's definitely about something that's good that he is doing, at least in my opinion. And no, I will express my opinion ongoingly. That's also why the show is there. As you probably have heard, the Republicans failed in the removal of Obamacare. So that means that politicians decided to go for an inefficient bureaucratic system to provide lousy healthcare to people who need healthcare, to stop innovation and increase bureaucracy. The Belgian newspaper, the Morgen, or tomorrow. Whatever you want to call it, had a great article that inspired me on what he did. And it was easy. So long Obamacare is not repealed, the Republican members of Congress and Senate are not allowed to go on a holiday. So there is a travel ban for Republican politicians to go unless they repeal Obamacare. And let's face it, if he would be capable of repealing Obamacare, he would meet one of his biggest election promises. He would simply allow people to have good privately offered healthcare compared to inefficient, bureaucratic, socialistic healthcare. It would be the choice between innovation or stagnation. And if you see at all the government operated systems in the US, it's stagnation everywhere. and by meeting the demands of the freedom causes and the Tea Party minded people by simply withdrawing and repealing it, it's time to get the problem out, sort the problem, get new things in then, and then agree on what's happening. It's better for the people because they will not get a badly managed Obamacare. It would be better for the people if they would simply get no Obamacare, and that some private healthcare insurance companies could say, well, we could do a better deal, so we're gonna do a better deal. And what you need to realize is that, for me, it's a big question, could you trust the government? I mean, there are so many times that the government had ethnic and racial policies, and that's really bad to mix up with healthcare. And when you have a government-operated healthcare system, you have this chance. And I don't trust the government to take the chance. Actually, I don't like the government at all. I mean, if the government would say, well, we want to do a DNA test or whatever, well, I will pass. I'm not interested. It's just, I value my life. And I sincerely think that you also value your life. So, I don't like the idea that you have my DNA on file or my materials. Simply, it's no bloody way that's going to happen. And the interesting thing will be that, at least in my opinion, is that Trump is going for an unprecedented method to convince the Republicans to get out and to get it done. I mean, just imagine, they have to stay in a swamp, it's called Washington District of Columbia, and they have to stay in a town, everyone is going on holiday, meeting its voters, everyone is going, doing the normal things, going to the Caribbean or Europe or meeting the Holy Land Israel and have a great holiday time, and the Republicans are there. Or do you think that they really want to do it? I don't think so. I think that they will simply go for the repeal of Obamacare. I just imagine that all those subsidies, all those deficits that are caused by it, all those healthcare insurance fraud, is all no longer a problem of the taxpayer. And the government, federal government of the United States, can use that money for something more important, like the Veteran Administration and Veterans Affairs, or the infrastructure improvement methods, all those things, they can simply get those small measurements out. And this is one of the great reasons that I enjoyed Trump as a president, because he is doing unprecedented things that no one ever did. And what you get ongoingly out is now the moments. And yes, the legacy of Obama will be a higher government deficit, a failed healthcare program, more wars, but Trump is likely to enter North Korea, so that may also mean to war, and a country that's divided to the bone. I mean, well, it's not really the legacy that I enjoy, but okay, it's fine, I'm not an Obama voter anyway. And with the last moment in the Trump, last word in the Trump moment, I will be clear. I would be making it great. Simply repeal Obamacare and send out the message to the market. And simply say, drop by IDs and alternatives for Obamacare and get the ball out to make the people healthy and with the working system. And with the moment for the Trump moment, we are hitting the end of the show. So we are getting to the end. Don't forget, you can tweet your questions. You can tweet me at @LodewijkHolf. You can leave a comment below on SoundCloud. Let me know what you think about it. Just a quick thing. Next week, we will start with a few additional money savings. So you can save a lot of money on the great product on the webshop. So have a look, hofproper.com. Let me know what you think about everything. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Cheers, mates.